cut. Boom.
You're supposed to be quiet after you do that.
Oh, I am?
Yes. Don't you watch movies?
No, I don't watch movies.
Welcome back to Real Estate Makes Us Drink. Brian Quinlan here from Daniels Real Estate.
Brad Nickum from Nest Mortgage Group.
And if you're new here, hit that subscribe button, drop us a like at some point during the episode, because this one's going to be fire. Today is a success happy hour episode, so a little less real estate, a little more finding out how people succeed with today's guest. I'm going to call him my boss, I suppose.
Real estate mogul.
Introduce yourself.
Sean Daniels, Daniels Real Estate. I'm not a boss. I'm a leader.
That's good.
No, he's a boss, brother. He's killing it.
Just one driveway at a time.
You know, the only thing I couldn't find to put in the slideshow was you on the cover of Real Producers Magazine as a real leader of real estate in the Indianapolis area.
Yeah. It's amazing that Remy does that. And he did feel like I was kind of, you know, big enough to be on the cover. And the year before I was Rising Star. And I found out only three people has been Rising Star and then on the cover.
Yeah.
Since he's been doing that. And that guy's done phenomenal things for our business. So, yeah, it is very humbling to write an article. And in the cover, they say I get to pick it, right?
Right.
You get to pick what you want on the cover. So I just closed on a house with Kim Cohen, and she had a horse named Pepper.
Hi, Kim.
And I said, Kim, can I be on the horse Pepper for my cover shoot? She said, absolutely. And we met out there and boom, like she taught me how to ride this horse. You know, I got a cowboy hat.
Okay. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Cowboy,
okay.
Cowboy.
So you're telling me that's the day you learned to ride a horse?
Because yeah.
When I seen that, yeah. It looked like you have just rode up here from Texas or something. Man, I got the belt buckle and the boots and the hat. Oh man, you city slicker.
I just look like that. Wannabe.
That is freaking fantastic. I remember the call from Remington. We were talking, and Remington's like, you know Sean Daniels? I'm like, heck yeah, I know Sean Daniels. He's freaking killing it. And thank he's you. Like, okay, good. He's going to be on our cover. I'm like, that's awesome.
So, by the way, hello, Remington. We'd love to have you on the show sometime. Just throwing that out there.
We need to bring him here, too. Not remote. He needs to come drink.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
He's really upped his bar, too.
Speaking of drinking, cheers to you, gentlemen.
Cheers to you, my friend.
Sean, thanks for being here.
So what do you got there, Brian?
Well,
come on, what's different this time?
No, it's really not different, but it's Fat Tire Ale, which I have not had Fat Tire before, but I know it's pretty popular.
I think that's what you called yourself after eating that chocolate lava cake in Vegas.
I did not, but that actually does kind of fit. It really does.
You're welcome. He called me a jerk. I got a sorrete.
It is a little picky on his food.
Sorrete reposado. Yesterday, I was actually in a virtual sipping with the owner, Phil. This is an amazing budget tequila. I mean, you can pick their Blanco up for like $25. The story behind the 400 rabbits that got drunk on agave spirits, and that's why there's a rabbit on the moon. Like, there's a whole deep story. And then they hired a true tattoo artist to come up with
A cool tattoo.
Yeah, it would be. So great tequila, Sorrete. Check it out.
I'll be seeing that tattoo on your arm sometime.
If anything, it's going to be the Corrado.
It will be. We're going to get this
the agave with the guitar.
How many deals I got to give you to get that tattoo?
One.
Fantastic. One deal. He said it.
Fantastic. Fantastic tequila. What are you drinking over there, Sean? What's in your glass? Double Oak Woodford.
Simple tonight. Very delicious.
You're a bourbon guy.
Yeah, I like bourbon. I like bourbon a lot. And just like Brad, if it's good bourbon and at your house, I'll open any bottle.
There you go.
They're made to be drank.
We'll give it up to Alex Smith. I think Alex brought that bottle when he was on our show.
Thank you, Alex.
And Alex is a guy you need to meet, because he's going to show you how to show up on every single person's television that thought about listing or buying a house.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like it's
targeted marketing.
Yeah.
They're listening.
That sounds like a good meeting at that place downtown you were just talking to me about.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we probably got to meet at that secret place that we can't talk about that's on his glass. That's right.
All right, Sean. So success happy hour. Like I said to you pre-show, we like to focus these episodes on someone who has either grown a business into something spectacular, or potentially worked for a company and worked their way up through the business, not necessarily their own business, but become a good success. And you, honestly, when we started concepting this brand of our show, you were one of the first people that I thought of.
100%.
Wow.
I've been wanting to have you on the show for a while, obviously for real estate purposes, but that truly isn't why you're here today. Because you, in my world, are very inspirational. And I know to the people on our team, you are inspirational. You're very motivational. But you did not start in real estate. No, you have an interesting backstory.
Yeah, you're making me cry, dude.
I'm going to put a piece to that, too, because I've been in this business for 27 years. And I've worked with a lot of real estate companies and a lot of real estate agents. And, you know, I've watched a lot of agents grow within a system, right? They've grown within, you know, whatever that franchise is, and they've built a great business. And you've come into this and built a great business. And I've been impressed every time that we've talked, every transaction that we've worked together, that you've built a company that's based on, you know, a truth, a loyalty, a true, like, honesty in the way that you do things. You're like my tequila. I like my tequila very transparent without any additives. And that's you. You're so transparent in what you do. If you don't like it, you're not going to do it. And if you do, you're going to dive in 100% with your heart.
For sure.
From what my experience with business people is, the people that lead with their heart are the people that win. They're the people that get across the goal line. And you've impressed me from absolute day one.
Thank you, Brad. And likewise to you and meeting you, because I've learned a lot in this business when it comes to pairing with the right lender and the right title company. And having the right agents and just generally the right people surrounding you that support you and clap for you. It's all about people in the end. And if we treat each other fairly and put them before us, we're going to prevail. Just like what Brian said, like that was my goal from day one when I decided to start a brokerage 2 years ago, was almost three now, was I didn't want to recruit. I wanted to track by culture. You know,
that's big.
And in a short time, you know, 2 years, over 20 agents, we've got a pretty amazing system of just culture that thrives. And that's what I hear from other brokerages, that, you know, managing brokers that talk to me, like they admire that about our brokerage. And I don't ever want to be the big recruiting brokerage that, you know, I get that model. And to me, it's like you recruit. It's like eating. And if you eat too much, that's not healthy, right? Mm,
so true.
And where do you go from there? So, yeah.
It seems like you, from the times that you and I, the very first time I met you, right? Brian invited me to come to talk at one of your sales meetings.
Back nine.
At Indy Roof. No, we were at Indy Roof.
Yeah.
It was in Beach Grove. So I walked in. I didn't know anybody.
What's up, Aaron?
Hey, what's up, Aaron? Yeah, he was on the show. Aaron Christie, he's awesome. And I need to have him come out and look at my gutters. Remind me of that, would you please? So Brian invited me. I hadn't met you before. You had all these agents that I'd never met before, really in a group of people I didn't meet before. And
what did you think about the turnout there?
That was strong.
How many people showed up?
Yeah, you had a great.
That's what I hear from so many people.
You had a great turnout.
I love the fact that everybody shows up.
Yeah. And then the very first thing that I gathered, like, and I'm a person that, like, tries to feel the room out, right? So I can talk about something everybody relates with. And the very first thing I felt was something that is in my core belief. My core belief is, if I can help other people get what they want, I'm inevitably going to get what I want. But if I focus on what I want first, I'm screwed.
Yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
And my first business was like that. I focused on what I wanted. It was very difficult to build. And then this time it's been a focus on how can I help other people reach their goals. And that's what I got from you. When I talked to you that first time, me and you and Aaron, I think we're like in the back room. We started talking about watches and stuff.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And then all of a sudden you talked about your business, and you talked about how you dealt with your clients and how your focus was on servicing them to their level. And I took that as, you know, just really helping them get what they wanted. And knowing Brian from the last place we were at, that he was at, and working with Brian, knowing that his focus is on the client as well.
Yeah.
I was just like, wow, you guys paired well, because that was the first time I met you and he had told me about you. And then I got your core and was like, man, you guys are going to kill it. Like, I walked out of that meeting going, we're going to kill it. Man, I hope they send me some deals.
Another thing that inspires me, and my agents inspire, they inspire me, is how involved their spouses are.
Mm.
I like your wife, Steph, like how involved the spouses get with our brokerage. I love that because it's not just my agents, it's their families too. Yeah. And that's where I feel like, you know, people get lost in the shuffle when you recruit so quickly and then you're on an island. And I've gotten that a lot from agents that have come over. Like they just felt like they were on an island. And
sure.
Like we have a big group text.
Yeah.
Right. And not that I don't get plenty of text already. Right?
Yeah, we do.
But like, I love it. Every time I see that interaction of everybody talking, like, hey, can somebody show a house here? Hey, can somebody do an open house? Can somebody close for me? That's what I wouldn't say no other brokerage has, but many, very seldom brokerages have that kind of culture to where everybody leans and they can trust the other agents because they right. know each other. Now we're getting ready to start the
Can Zoom. You add me to that text message? Come on.
You know, the sad thing is I did have some people on there, like title and whatnot, and I love them all. But I realize it's this, like one actually said something she wasn't supposed to say on there already. I hadn't talked about yet. I realized this is better just keep it with the brokerage.
No, I'm totally.
I know if you didn't ask, I wouldn't.
Yeah, I'm just giving you a hard time.
Disappointed if you didn't ask, Brad.
So tell us, I know Brian's going to ask this question even before I do, because Brian and I, sometimes we think the same way.
Bam.
So tell us your origin story. Oh, where'd man. You come from?
Oh, wow.
Where'd you go to high school? What's the first business you got into? How the hell did you end up in real estate?
Well, I came from my mom, Mary Daniels. But no, really, I grew up on the east side of Indianapolis.
Mount Vernon, yeah, baby.
I graduated from Mount Vernon, class of 98.
That's where he was going with that.
Yeah, yeah. My kids all went to Mount Vernon. Come on.
I was coachable. Played football and whatnot, but
Peacock.
You know, yeah, Peacock. Doug, if you're out there. And
Wait. What position were you in football?
Right guard, 190. I was okay. Passing me.
Hey, here's the thing to keep in mind, Brian. He wasn't the left guard.
True story. But at an early age I always hustled. You know, I washed dishes there, which is Ciro's now. It was something different before.
In Cumberland there? The Ciro's restaurant in Cumberland?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
A great place to eat, by the way. Say hi to Chrissy. And
phenomenal
Louie
breakfast.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah, we should go there one time.
I have to tag so many people.
Seriously. You know, but from that to pushing grocery carts at Myers, you know, Myers opened up there. They weren't even open yet. They were hiring. We were pulling weeds before they opened. Then I worked at Discount Tire, one of my all-time mentors ever, Kenny Boyson. He just retired, Kenny.
Kenny?
I always appreciate you. Like, we don't talk every day. I hit him up every now and then just to thank him for what he instilled in me at a young age. And then I went to the dealership world where I was a service consultant. I was going to night school for Kelly School of Business at that point. And I went from making about 20 some grand, living at home with my parents, being 18, to making about 55 grand, right? At a very young age, built my house at 23.
Wow.
And I didn't finish college. I wish I did finish college.
Why? You know?
But it's one of those things I think society's made me always feel like I'm lesser.
Yeah.
Because I didn't. And I was in a job for over 20 years and it was a job, not a career. I did enjoy the people I worked with. I enjoyed the people I got to help out with their vehicles, but I just didn't love it.
Hmm.
And I feel like, after reading many books and growing my emotional intelligence, at some point in that job towards the end, I became that kind of disgruntled employee. Where like I still got along with everybody, I was just so miserable, and every little thing would upset me.
Oh, yeah.
And it wasn't the company, it wasn't the people I worked with, it was me. Mm-hmm. I outgrew it. So by outgrowing that, I had to decide, like, I got to get out of this job. Like, this is not, I need to do something different in my life.
That's a massive nugget that no one's going to catch if we don't point it out. But emotional intelligence, like, it's not about anything other than figuring out where you are in life. And that's one, that's a theme from Chris, who we've had on,
yep,
from Doc Julie, from anybody that's been here and talked about, whether from Dave Gooden, you probably know Dave Gooden.
Yeah.
But the emotional intelligence, figuring out, it's not about how old you are.
No,
it's about figuring out where you are in life and going,
you can pivot.
I got to make a change.
Yes.
It's time for me to do something.
And thank God that my wife became a nurse and had that stable income.
Sure.
Hardest thing I ever seen by go through. Amazing woman.
Hi, Starry.
Hey, Starry.
Hey, Starry.
And that allowed
great
me
great singer, by the way.
Amazing singer. So fast forward, I got my license, right? After 10 attempts, you know, I took a whole year.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
I'm not embarrassed.
No reason to be. That's amazing.
But the 90-hour course, I procrastinated for a year. So I remembered nothing at the point of the test time.
That's not helpful.
So here I am cramming and on the sixth, I passed the state on the second time. And then obviously the one, you know, the one that's the national that everybody takes forever to pass. Took me, the sixth time I cried in my car. And then I did, seriously. I was so mad.
What kind of car was that?
My Toyota Camry.
A Camry. Everybody cries in a Camry.
For one reason or another.
That's right. No, but I had a great sphere of people that just said, hey, you just ain't got the right test yet. You haven't got the right test yet.
So true.
And the test is different each time.
It's different each time, but it got to the point I'd taken them all.
Yeah, at 10, you're like,
yeah,
okay. I took this one 2 days ago.
Well, it was hard to get on. Like, it'd take like another week or two to get on.
It would.
Well, on the fifth time, I go out in my car and I register and I got on the next day. And then the sixth time, that's when I was like, I failed again 2 days in a row.
Those tests are expensive too, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. I spent a lot of money.
I will say the bullshittery of that is you pay for the national and the state test as one combined cost.
Right. Yes.
When you're only taking one test, there ain't no discount.
Hey. Well, it was for me. When I passed the state, like it was just the cost of the national.
No, when I was
which was great. So the 4 hours and there were 2 hours. But also growing up, I've never been a big test guy. You know,
me either.
I've never been diagnosed ADD, but I guarantee I got it. I do feel like that has helped me in this industry of being able to juggle.
So if I showed you a D or a B when it was in not capital, could you tell me which was which?
It's tough. No, it's tough. Yeah.
My name is Brad.
Yeah.
You know how many times I've spelled that wrong? I've been drab like a whole bunch of times.
But you know what? That's okay. That's who we are.
Absolutely.
That's who we are. That's who's helped made me. And passed that test. I got a job working for IEC, an air compressor company, where I didn't have set hours. I made my own hours. Did very well at that company. I told my wife, I was hustling real estate. Worked full time. Well, I was still doing real estate for the first 3.5-4 years.
Who'd you start your real estate company with? Where'd you go? Who'd you plant your flag
with? Leslie Lebecki, Pursuit Realty. Amazing person. Super intelligent woman. Been in the business 30 years. And started
so you,
there.
You planted your flag there, and that's where you got started. There,
and then I went to Fathom about
How long were you with Leslie?
About 2 years.
Okay.
About 2 years, I went to Fathom after that just because, you know, Leslie – she was amazing and very smart, but she didn't have a whole lot of the technology that I was after, right? Like, that's what really ramped my business up was that getting ahead of the game. So then I went to Fathom, and they had a very low cut. You know, I saved about $9,000. I did the math. The year before, I would save about $9,000. So I went there, but it was a cloud-based company, kind of similar to us, but, like, you felt like you're an island there. Like here, we're not on an island, even though I don't have an office.
Sure.
But then I would get people together like, hey, let's learn this KV Core thing. Let's learn these, like how to use this CRM that we're paying for. That's worth like $20,000 a year that we're only paying like $500 a year because we're with this company. And then from there, I realized how many people gravitated towards me. Cause I was like their lead person for, I think 3 years or 2 years. And then finally, like, me and that managing broker just said, hey, it's probably best that I just start my own thing. I left. I didn't take anybody with me. I had seven people that wanted to come with me.
That's key right there.
They reached out to me and I said, no, I sound like Trump right now. I said, no, I'm not going to do it. I said, one, I got to figure out how I'm going to
do it. By the way, that was a little more Bill Clinton.
Was that Bill Clinton?
Sorry. Okay. No, wait, back up a little bit. So how old were you when you decided the car business was not it and real estate was where you were headed?
39. 39 is when I got my license.
How old are you now?
45.
45.
And so in 6 years, you are currently ranked where in the state of Indiana?
Number 40th.
Out of how many?
9,000.
14,000.
14,000 that are licensed.
14,000 licensed
sold anything. But yeah, it's 40 was what Remy's magazine showed here. My wife, I was hunting, and she said, adventure. She said, look, 40's like I've been in like 50s for a while.
Oh, I just, the newest one's sitting somewhere.
Yeah.
Over here.
That one says 40.
It's over there. Yeah.
So 40 out of 14,000. Yeah. And that's you individually.
That's me. I don't take credit for my agent's numbers. Those are Thank my you. Personal deals. I don't make them put my numbers on theirs.
Thank you.
So that's really against like some builder reps. That's against people out there who have a team, and that team is a collective for one.
Yep.
So I'd say I'm in the top 20. If you take all those people out, I don't want to discredit other people out there.
There's some great teams, right?
Knock it at all. I mean, there's great teams that are building people.
I know an agent right now whose average is more than $1.5 million per sale.
Oh, wow.
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 And
one house?
No. He's number one. He's over 80 million so far this year with like 70 transactions.
Jeez.
On his own?
Yes. Well, he's got a very small team.
That's okay. That's impressive.
He's killing it.
That's impressive. That's impressive.
He's been number one the last couple of years.
So our coaching session.
You know them. You were in them. You came. I sat near you when they talked at one of Remy's shows with Alan Williams and Mike Deck, and they talked about where their business was. And you were at that same.
Was meeting. I on the panel?
I believe you were one of the talkers on it. If you were on the panel,
one of his panels here recently.
You were on one of those panels.
I sat in for my other agents that couldn't make it.
That's right.
I told Remy, he called me, he goes, can you take her place? I go, guys, Remy, I say shit like fucking shit.
He didn't care.
I cussed Remy. No. He goes, that's okay. We need,
he wins the bar.
You know what he said though? He said, that's okay. He goes, we need real people.
You were actually the session before that one.
I was at one before.
But Brian, so you weren't at that one. Brian was at the one with this group.
Two.
There's some impressive
There's
people
some impressive there, people. Sure. And you and I have talked about one of them, my friend Biff Ward.
Oh, Biff doesn't know me for nothing. But Biff, I remember when I was on the selling Indianapolis. Like they brought 40 people in and then picked 10 of us. I remember sitting down and it was like they took 10 and 10 and 10. And they interviewed all of us. And like they gave their spiel. And I'm sitting there, I'm looking over, and I'm like, and I'm a Southside guy, right? Most Southside people don't really know Biff. And I look over there, like, that's fucking Biff Ward.
Right.
And then I've seen other big names in the industry. Like, and I mean, I'm like 4 years in now, I think.
You've seen Dick Richwine and Biff Ward.
Yeah, Dick's amazing. And I see these big names, I'm like, wow, this is, because we always get like people wanting to just get our money.
Right.
To be on the cover or something to make it look like we're big.
Sure.
Like, this is real. Like, they're really picking good people.
Right.
That are putting in the work and they're not just paying to be top agent, right? Like Remy's magazine's real stuff. Like he doesn't just put anybody on the cover. He's putting hustlers out there, rising stars out there, and we don't pay for it. So if you can't tell, I get passionate about this. Oh, yeah. Well, Biff, you bring up Biff, a legend in my mind.
I bring that up
and
because
she's still hustling. She's still grinding.
Oh, she's 80 years old and killing it.
Yeah.
And Dick is 70 years old and killing it.
Oh, Dick's awesome.
Those are personal friends of mine, people I've done business with for 20 years. And here's why I bring them up, because I think 20 years from now, even though you're not going to have the same gravelly Marge shot Biff voice that, hey, honey, I don't think you're going to have that voice.
Hey, I think she talks like I do too, I hear.
She does, yeah.
I'd love to meet her one day.
Different voice.
Like, meet her.
I love going into closings because Biff and I have known each other for years. I'll walk into closings. She'll be like, hey, Bradley, how are you? You got her done on time. You know, that's it. And she's so sweet. And I've known her for a long time. But
you imagine the stories she has?
Oh, I've heard many of them.
She's got to have some.
Keep in mind, I've been in the business 27 years, right? So I've been around.
Some really high-end people.
So I bring those two people up. Dick Richwine, who's been a dear friend, who's probably the most
honest, Christian person. Humble comes to my mind.
Oh, he's one of the sweetest people that I know.
Yeah.
And a Biff is similar. But I look at people, I'm going to be gone, right? You're 40. I'm older than you.
45.
And there's going to be loan officers that go, dude, remember that Sean Daniels guy who'd like come in and like just be real straight up and honest? And there's going to be young loan officers like, oh, dude, that dude is awesome. Like, I did loans with him for a long time. I truly see you in that same level, that same high class of those people. If you keep doing what you're doing and keep that same mentality of how you build your business.
Come from you, Brad, that means a lot, because you've been grinding it for your whole life doing this. And for me, being a 6 year, young dude in this business, like, wow.
Don't
speaks volumes.
Don't lose that.
No.
Don't lose that, the fact that you're doing it for other people.
Yes.
And then you'll be people that people talk about. That's the key, is that. I had a young realtor ask me not too long ago. He's like, well, what do you feel about, what's the most successful agents that you know? And the thing that rips to the core is that they do it for other people.
You have to. And it's not us. Like, yeah. Brad, I'll walk into a house, and if I think it's a piece of shit, I'll say.
Yeah, you tell them how to fix it.
Yeah, this house is a piece of shit. You're not going to buy it. Man, that's saying that kind of word, depending on the client.
Yeah,
exactly.
But I go, but we're still going to walk through it. I'm going to show you why, and I'm going to educate you on this.
Right.
Because why would I want them to go under contract on something that
they don't want?
They barely got any money to buy.
Right.
And now they're going to waste their money on inspection. And it's got, there was a 2000, I just pinned a house here recently, and we looked at three houses that day. And the second house I couldn't even get into because the lockbox didn't work. And the agent wasn't answering the phone, right? We're not all created equal. I'm telling you guys, I couldn't even get in the house. But
we're not.
Probably a good thing, too, because I start pointing out, I just met these people. And I'm pointing everything out. I'm like, look, it's got rotted wood. I go, it's a 2005 house. I go, look at those shingles over there. Those are 3D shingles. Probably not saying it right, Aaron, but you're a nerd.
heck with Christy.
And I go, these are like original shingles.
Right.
I go, this needs a roof. There's no way that 2005 builder grade shingles are still good.
Sure.
Furthermore, there's a bird in there, in like the vent. Right. And the AC was original, and I couldn't get in the house. I go, let's go look at the next one. And we ended up putting a bid on the first one, and we won it.
Hmm.
But it's educating the client. The first one was like, hands down, like spot on perfect. And you also have to be confident in telling a client, like, look, all the signs of this one is showing it's going to be pretty decent inspection. It's got a new roof. The driveway, they poured a whole new driveway at some point.
Man.
The house is like picture perfect when you walk into it, if you're looking at a magazine. And then you go to one, and you use the one to educate them if it is bad. Don't just leave, or if they want to leave, they're out. Like, let's walk through it. You never seen a house.
It's not about the sale.
No,
it's about finding the right.
It's
property
not about the sale. It's not about. Yeah, it's all about the people. And if you put the people first, just like the young Hispanic guy helped out, and his mom was with me, and we ran into the first house that was crap. Long story short, we found the right house, and I did do that spiel with him. I showed him why, and she was there. Then she didn't come on any other showings. And she was from Mexico. And I go, just invite me to your housewarming party. I got him a gift. He invited me there. That's why I got the Cintron.
Oh, nice. Horrible tequila.
And I'm sitting there. His mom comes up to me and says, I appreciate you being honest. Because when we came here and looked for a house new to the country, the realtor said every house was perfect. And we knew they weren't. Like, when we were looking at them, and not all realtors are created equal, right? And that could be just from somebody just not being – we're not home inspectors either.
No, they may have been new, right? too.
They might have been new. So I'll give it the benefit of the doubt. But we got to put the moral story, I'm long-winded, is we got to put the person first. And if you do, guess what? When they go to sell that house, they're going to use you. When they need to refer somebody, they're going to use you. When they have a kid, and if you're still around, they're going to use you.
That's what's amazing to me after 27 years. Like, I have 3 deals in my pipeline right now that I closed the loan for their parents.
That's cool.
Like, that's legendary.
They're
that's a legacy.
You did a loan for my dad. You did a loan for my mom. You're my family's mortgage people. And that's where your business comes from. That's where that growth comes from. And that's where treating people first, giving yourself to other people. That's where that comes back.
I have agents that call me from other brokerages, like, not because they want to come work at my brokerage, but even before I started my brokerage, they would call me, just ask me questions. How you doing? What you doing? What software are you using? Hey, I ran into this issue. It might be agents from Fathom that I used to work with. Hey, can you help me? Can you give me this advice? And eventually, as I grew with my own agents, I had to unfortunately start saying no.
Mm.
And the funny thing is, with some of those agents that I helped out, I helped them out a bunch. You met them in person. After I said no, that was it. They just.
Yeah, I would think that I don't experience that on the agent side. Brian's been hanging out with me. It's probably 8 o'clock at night. Brian's been here since 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
It's definitely past Brian's bedtime.
He's seen a text message that said, I need to just ask you some advice. Can I call you? Right.
Yep.
And I call the person, and they just had questions about what to do. They needed an equity loan. They've been laid off. They kind of got in some financial trouble, and I can't help them, but I gave them direction to be able to do that. And knowing that all those things circle back, all those things come around.
Be useful.
So,
Be useful.
Arnold Schwarzenegger. That is a great freaking book. If you haven't listened to that book, Be Useful.
Yeah.
Brian?
I have not.
Oh, my gosh. That,
add it to my
list. I listened to it.
I did, too. I ran to it. I ran to it.
I listened to it. Like, it's a great book. It gets a little redundant on some of the stuff he quotes over time.
But still, his core.
Yeah.
Of just
he started.
Be freaking useful. Yeah. Like.
Not my job.
Oh.
If you say not my job, if you hear people say not my job,
in the head,
I'm like, you're not in my circle.
No, you're done.
You're not in my circle.
Yeah, just be useful. That is, I'm so glad you said that, because that Remington actually referred that book to me.
Oh, really?
And then I listened to that, and I did it like 2 days because I ran big runs. So, and I speed it up a little bit, you know, so you
sure.
Yeah.
Doesn't take as long to listen to. But that book, I came home going, that's been the core of like my business belief, like just be helpful, be useful, be a person.
And the business comes.
Oh, it so
when
does.
When you do that, the business comes, and it's putting others first and helping them out. But you also can't be used. You know what I mean? Like, not to put a negative on it, like you be useful to a point, but you also can't want things more than other people want them.
That's a fine line though of just deciding where you're being used. Like,
seriously,
as a loan officer, I get a lot of realtor calls.
I bet.
Asking questions. And I'm like,
I learned a lot my first LO, more than I did from any of my two.
But there's times where I'm like,
two managers.
You've asked me like a million questions and never sent me a borrower.
Yeah.
But you know, that creeps in my head. I swat it out of there.
It's tough. It's tough.
Like playing badminton. Is that a game?
The toughest part is. The toughest part of me is like I got 20 some agents, right?
Yeah.
It's like I feel like if I'm spending time with other agents at this point in my career, and I feel like I could be spending time with them that really need my time.
That's a hard line to draw because that
you don't have. You used to have.
I did. I had 100 loan officers.
You had a bunch of
loan officers. Build a loan.
And at that point, you probably didn't have a lot of time.
I didn't close loans
to help other.
Yeah.
I
wasn't a loan officer.
You're focused on your business.
I was a babysitter of grown-ass people.
Hey, she said I'm fat. I'm like, well, Bill, you broke a freaking chair. Like, I became this adult babysitter. And this time, this business, this go-around, I want to be there for my agents. I want to help my people buy homes. And I'm not about building a business.
That's
of
my favorite
loan
part
officers.
Of it. I had a... I won't say out of respect, I won't say which brokerage, but I had a big box company brokerage call me recently, and super highly respect this lady, and trying to get me to come over
there,
right? But asking me like all these questions of like, hey, how are you doing with your business? Where are you going with your business? What's some things you don't like about your business? Like, and a lot of things that we were talking about, she related to just like that.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like, you got this great CRM. It's very expensive. But people don't use it, right? And the people who do use it see the success from it. It's a fine line to figure out and not let that get in your head. But my favorite part of the business is still the people. It's still my agents. It's still my clients, my LOs that I'm partnered with, my title company.
I wish there wasn't a plural of that.
Respectfully.
Damn.
Giving you our time.
Shit.
Wait till the days of I want to buy your brokerage.
Oh, I've already got
I'm
already
sure
got
you got this.
I already got that.
And those dude, over the next 5 years are going to come times 10.
The first year.
Yeah.
The first year. And I'm like, I'm not selling out. And then like this year I've had, I don't know, like I can name them off. I've had 5 call me. And I'm like, I can't do that to my people.
The bigger you get, the more enticing it's going to become.
I'm not doing it. That's why I implement people. Brian and I are talking about coaching. I think Brian's an amazing person. I think he's a natural teacher.
Because oh, wait.
That's a shot.
You got to take a drink.
Listen, I need a refill.
Do we need to pause?
Yeah.
All right. Well, first of all, if you haven't noticed, I could have been sitting in my house for this particular interview because these two motherfuckers love to talk.
Look,
and I love it.
Somebody took the fucking bottle away from
But
me.
Number two, if you're still sitting there, hit that like button because there's a lot to like about this particular episode. And thanks for being here. We're going to pause and set up shots.
And don't just like it. If you're thinking about buying a house or selling a house, right, you need to call Brian because now's the time to talk to him. Yeah. No.
Call Brian.
You're not sitting in Sean. This is Brian's show.
Call me.
So if you're thinking about buying or selling, putting your house on the market, what it's going to take to buy a house, Brian's the guy to talk to. If you got to refinance, you're thinking about where rates are, you need some cash out, don't hesitate to call me. It's low pressure. We'll answer all of your questions. But remember, we got to be in this program where Brian and I are ABA. Always be asking for the business. We suck at that on this show.
We do.
So the last two, we've been really focused on it. So remember, if you're thinking about doing anything real estate-wise, pick up the phone, call us before you do it so we can make sure that you don't go do something stupid.
Oh, well. He's right. On that note, we're pausing for shots. And we're
face.
Back, and you have a new bourbon that was just today introduced to you.
I think it's actually a whiskey, though.
Whiskey, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. It is Wolfhead Distillery Whiskey. We've had this on the show before, but
brought to us by my buddy, Chris Weatherford, yep. Right?
Thank you, Chris. What's up, Chris?
Chris brings amazing single batch premium whiskeys. Yeah, he,
by the way,
Canadian product, by the way.
This is for Chris specifically. Have you tried Fortune's Fool Overture yet? Leave us a comment and let us know if you've gotten yourself a bottle of that yet.
If he hasn't, he can come here and try it.
Yeah, absolutely, for casino night. So Sean, I'm going to get back to business here. So one of the things that I feel is unique about you and how you've built your business, and we know that I worked for Keller Williams for 3 years before coming over to your brokerage, and they're pretty old school there. You know, you're making phone calls, contacting people, door knocking, all that kind of,
they built a great model.
They absolutely have. Yeah. That, to me,
I like that he calls that old school.
But and a lot of people are very successful with that.
Yeah.
God bless them. That's not for me.
It's all consistency, no matter what we do.
Absolutely.
Key.
But your business has not been built on that.
Zero.
Yeah. Like, I know for a fact you're not a calling kind of guy. You might text people, I would imagine, but your business really has grown very organically. What would you attribute that to?
Social media is huge. I also came from 20 years where I serviced your car, right? So 20 years of, three times a year, you're taking your car in for an oil change or whatnot or whatever repairs.
I'm supposed to take that in three times?
Holy crap.
Yeah. Holy shit.
I haven't had mine in this. I only drove 8,000 miles this year.
Then you're not busy enough.
I sit at my desk.
if you're not busy enough. But I gave those people my cell number, right? And when it comes to social media, right? I was anti-Facebook in 2009, whenever came out.
Like, you were?
You're
like a social media guy.
I didn't want to do social media. And finally, I got on there and I did.
Were you worried about your looks and how you'd look?
No. I was worried about exes.
like in Texas?
Yeah. So I fast forward. I get on there. I'm still working at the dealership. I started a lawn mowing business on the side. I bought a lawn aerator for like $1,680, and I was like, all right, I need to do like this many yards for this much money. And I start doing things on social media. And I put flyers in the lounge. And I never forget my boss. He walks by. He goes, oh, that's such a waste of time. I paid for the aerator the first April.
Heck yeah.
The first April from social media. Fast forward now, 5,000 people, over 7,500 followers. Like Gary Vee says, social media is where it's at. Like, if you're going to advertise, you're going to pay money.
Put it in social media.
$10, boost your post.
Yeah.
It will get the people that you like and people that are similar to those people. And I can't count how many times now where it's organic but not organic, to where I show up and I don't know who referred me. And I always ask, how'd you find me?
Hmm.
And now I'm starting to hear more of, you're all over my social media.
So I've never done any boosting, right?
I didn't do it till this year.
I'm a social media nerd. Brian helped me with that. Brian pushed me off the ledge to go do the whole tequila site.
You love it, though.
Oh, I have so much fun.
So it comes natural.
Yeah. And I already did, the mortgage site I did. I do like talking.
which, you know what? It's an art.
It is.
But so I've never done any. So how do you choose what you're going to boost? And then how do you, what's your philosophy behind what you put behind that? And then how much money do you put? How do you do it? What do you do? Give me some help there, because I have no idea.
No algorithm.
I love it. That's my
favorite. No algorithm. I boost what I like.
Okay. And so if you like it and it trips your trigger, you're like, dude, other people are going to dig this, so I'm going to boost it.
Guess what? Other people that like the shit I like are going to like it.
They like it. Okay.
Because I'm attracting the people that I'm like.
Yeah.
Sure.
So rewind.
It's their algorithm.
Rewind to social media. Tripped. Rewind to social media. When I got going with this early on with videos, like making videos, I was like, man, Shannon Gillette, I got introduced to when I was doing the reality show. And she's in Arizona.
Wait, you physically met her?
No. Okay. No. I wish. She's amazing.
Just someone to follow.
Dude, she's Shannon Gillette. Definitely
Brian fangirls that one.
I don't. No, I don't. But I'll tell you, there's one video she is particularly known for that's interesting.
Oh, I didn't know that. But she used to be like a news anchor or something. So like she presents very well.
Okay.
Smiles, like has a great like presentation when she's doing her showcasing her houses.
Yeah, she does.
And then you got Shane Bergman.
Oh,
Shane awesome. Bergman, I introduced you to.
No, you did not.
I did not?
No. Nah.
Liar.
No, he's part of BAM that I'm part of.
No.
How long have you been part of BAM?
Over a year.
Yeah, I've known you more than a year.
Let's go on with your story.
Keep going.
I promise you I introduced him.
Hey, whatever.
Anyway, Shane Bergman, super funny guy, right? Military veteran. But his shit's off the hook. And I'm sitting there trying to figure out who am I going to be. Like, I'm trying to be her, I'm trying to be him. And I did, like, I was like, you'll see their videos early on where, like,
switching back.
I don't know what the hell I want to be. And eventually I was like, I'm just going to be me.
Right.
I'm going to be me. And if people don't like me, I don't want to work with them.
Sure.
That's true. And guess what? Like, I remember a high school friend of mine sold two of her houses. And I do a lot of my videos driving in the car.
Yep. Yes, you do. Lots of them. I'm always worried about your driving. Is he watching where he's going?
Do you watch like out the window on the side of his car?
Every time, I'm like, "There's going to be a cop." What the hell?
It's hands free. It's hands free.
Yeah, I could drive better than that drunk.
She starts doing it. I could tell she's holding the camera.
Put your phone down.
And I call her. It's like, don't do that again. I will buy you a mount for your windshield.
I would always park when I did an in car one. I would always be parked and. That's when I was fat, and I would sit and talk when I was fat.
You do look good now.
Back when you drove.
Yeah.
Back when I drove.
You're way more doable than you
I don't drive before. Anymore.
but no, my wife told me, like, you're way more natural in your vehicle when you're driving. And
that's good to know, though.
But that's – I just figured out who – I'm just going to be me. And that's what I did.
Okay, so I belong to social media coaching, and I follow a lot of very successful social media people. You are different than anything these people say, and it fucking drives me nuts. It's all about, okay.
What do they tell you?
Where you are, what they say is you are authentic. Like, it's you. And, you know, and I know you on the side.
People tell me you like that.
Yes.
That's going to be the biggest driver.
And I feel like I am, when I do my videos, I am me.
You are very much
you. I'm not portraying somebody else.
I told you from the time I met you. Your videos are amazing, just like Megan's.
Yeah, yeah.
And Megan, have you seen Megan Belcher's video, her Scream video?
That was really funny.
Dude, I don't know what's in that.
Dude, for the end of the day, you're going to watch it. She is amazing.
So
he's very good, too.
So authenticity you have got, sure. But one of the things that many of these people will say is talk about, you know, getting into a rhythm and, you know, having maybe kind of a game plan of making sure you post so many times a day or so many times a week or whatever. You just post whenever, but it's consistent. And that's the thing where you do fall back into line. You are absolutely consistent.
I get inspired.
Yeah.
I hate the Thursday and Saturday and Tuesday, but I do, but I hate it.
but if you do it, when you're inspired, just like reading the book, Arnold's book, you know, I would talk about that if I read something I liked in it or listened to something, cause I don't read. I'm not a reader.
Sure. That's okay.
I'm the same boat. I listen.
When I listen, I retain it more, but. In sharing, you talk about being relatable. I did one on TikTok about knowing your worth.
Hmm.
And these are not planned out.
No.
These are just from either I read something or I experienced something. and I feel like it's a good share. And my friend Kyler, he got fired from his job. I had no idea he got fired from his job. And I'm actually at his job getting my oil changed. He was like one of the managers up front to sell at the dealership. And a dude calls me while I'm sitting there in the lounge. He goes, I watched your video, and I put this video up probably a month or so ago. I watched it like three times. He goes, I don't know if you know this, but I got let go. I was really down on my luck. I've been like over two weeks. I watched her, and this guy doesn't like anything. He doesn't comment on nothing. He's just one of those guys.
Just random watcher.
Just watches. You'd be surprised who watches your stuff.
It's a whole bunch of people watchers.
And he said, Sean, you know, it really spoke to me. I picked up the phone. I called somebody new in the business. I got a job. I got a job that was better than the job I had, was moving in the direction I wanted to move in. And I want to thank you for it. I literally weeps like,
I walked
out of that lounge.
I mean, that's what you're doing, what you do.
You don't know, but I didn't know who I was going to impact. I did it because I felt inspired to do it. I didn't do it because I felt like somebody's going to call me 3 months later. But how many people are we inspiring on top of that? Whether it be a realtor that watches something I say or do and it just clicks finally.
Right.
It's like they're managing broker. Just like our parents can like say, you need to do this, you just do this. And it just takes that one person that says the same thing in a different way.
And it's a different voice.
And it relates to them. Yeah. And then it changes their life. And then they might say, you know what? This dude's been saying this forever. You just said it where it resonated to me. And now I'm doing it. And now I'm seeing results. And boom, boom, boom. Like, it's not easy doing this. It gets easier. Sorry, I'm talking a lot.
No,
it gets
easier. Good.
And you like to talk too.
It's a podcast.
It gets easier the more you do it. And it flows a little easy. Like I'm usually a one take wonder,
right?
Like I'll do one take, and I post it, and I don't want you to lose anybody. But maybe I screwed up a word. Maybe I said something wrong because I don't pronunciate everything correctly as my talking text.
Especially me,
as my talking text tells me, it does not decipher hillbilly very well.
Me either.
It's not.
But you know, so here's the thing, you're saying that, and here's the thing that I learned a long time ago. So I listen to a lot of speakers. I listen to a lot of books. I've always been a taker of information, right? I didn't go to college, right? My college has been.
Isn't it funny how we have to say that?
Yeah.
I didn't go to college.
It's not, though. It's a super great thing, right? My wife got pregnant in high school. We got married. I went to work as a bricklayer.
Kind of got pregnant, though.
Well, no, it's my fault. I was very persuasive.
No.
The heart of a great sales guy. So she got pregnant her senior year. I just graduated. I moved to Bloomington, went to work as a bricklayer. She moved in with me, and that was our start, right? We had three kids before she was 21, before I was 22.
Wow.
And
no kidding.
We didn't go to college. We just went to work. And my college literally was the Amway business. Kent Benson, the old
IU basketball player,
showed this business plan, and I went, man, I can be a sales guy. I've been selling my whole life. Like, my dad would, like, stack the wood, and I'd have all the kids in the neighborhood stack the wood, right? I didn't touch the wood. And that was my life, and I learned this. Kent Benson showed me this plan. He said, look, listen to these tapes, read these books, and learn this program, and I did. And my whole process in life.
But you
was,
did it.
I did it.
He told you to do that. Oh, hang on. Let's rewind there.
I had a catfish mustache.
It's not just him that it wasn't just the fact that he's a good person and good at talking to people. You read the books.
I did. I read every
what
book.
You did what he told you to do.
I shaved my mustache. I quit cussing.
It probably gave you a lot of success. Oh, right? Listen,
I literally stopped. He said, quit drinking, quit cussing, shave your mustache. Cause I had a catfish, like four hairs, right? I look like, you know, remember when you're in high school and you wanted to grow a mustache?
But good for him for telling you that.
Yeah. He was very honest.
Because so many leaders, they don't do that.
All right. He was so honest. So I was like, okay, I quit drinking. I quit cussing. I shaved my mustache and I listened to every single tape and every single book I could read. And what I learned in that was, you can be what you want to be if you believe it. If you can see it, you can believe it. I've said that to Brian a couple of times. I said our podcast is going to become what the Kelce Brothers podcast
became. Absolutely.
And he said to me, and I said, dude, if you can't see it, we can't be it.
Yeah.
I see it. I am the Travis Kelce. I'm the good looking, really athletic one. And you're like the chunky, funny one. That's what I seen out of that.
Huh.
Okay, maybe I'm the chunky funny one. But at any rate, I see I was able to see success in the level of, okay, I got to read, I got to learn, and I got to do. Right? Those are the
taking
things.
Taking action. You have to take action.
If you don't do, you can't be. Yeah. Right? And everything that you've done, everything that you talk about is the fact that you've seen, I don't want to do this. I want to do that.
Yeah.
I don't want to help. You know, I like helping these people here, but I want to help these people there. And you've seen that. You did it. That's what creates the success. I'm so proud of what you've like seen, grasped, and then took that step to do. It's pretty amazing.
Thank you. Thank you.
Pretty awesome. Now quit saying LOs and just say LO.
LO.
Just one.
I love my LO singular. Brad.
Nick. Hell with those other loan officers. No, there's room for all of us.
There is.
I got to tell you, this has been a great podcast. This has been a great.
Are we ending this?
Success. There's too much noise. It's amazing success. Happy hour. It's probably been an hour. We've drank great tequila. Phenomenal bourbon. Brian probably had a halfway decent beer because he hasn't talked about it. I had some really great tequila.
I usually talk about my beers.
You usually do. You say how much you like about it.
It's fine.
It's fat tire.
It's fine.
You should do local beer.
He does.
It's a mix.
Is that a local beer?
It's not.
No, he does.
Why would you not put local beer up here? Support local beer.
He had an Evel Knievel beer last show. It's amazing.
Is that local?
Sure. It's located in Evel Knievel, Indiana.
Yeah.
Right outside of South Whitley.
You know what's funny? When you like hashtag or at the local places, they kind of like that.
They do like it.
Then they like it, and then
so let's hashtag a couple people that you and I both know. How about hashtag Johnny Griffin?
Hashtag Johnny. He doesn't know what school you went to, but I know who you are.
So how about
kick your ass?
How about the Moraleses? Do you know any Moraleses? Like Pablo? Pablo is a little younger than you, probably. There's a whole group of Moraleses that I've done all their mortgages that went to New Pal.
Yeah, they should buy houses with us.
Yeah. They should, yeah.
For sure.
So, what other New Pal people do you know? Because
Andy Kalowski, okay. Jason Novotny, Jeremy Keller, Melissa Keller.
What about New Pal people?
AJ Ott, I just played
football. Give me some Mount Vernon people.
Those are all New Pal.
Give me some Mount Vernon people.
Well, I got Sherry Early. I'm selling her house right now. I mean, I could go on and on. Like, you wouldn't know people my age.
I'm going to say Jack Parker, the superintendent of Mount Vernon Schools.
How about Coach Peacock? Hey, Coach Peacock.
Doug Peacock. Yeah.
So, you know, my kids all went to New Pal. I'm sorry. My kids all went to Mount Vernon. So, Brittany, Blake, and Logan. And I could tell you what years they graduated, but I have no freaking idea. 36, 32, and 30.
You could not tell us.
I can't. I have no idea. I get that wrong all the time. But there's all these Mount Vernon people that I know. And then you told me, oh, I went to Mount Vernon. And I'm like, what the hell? Like, that's where we
Brett
live.
Parker, Aaron Britt, Wes Muffler. There's Jacoby. There's so many people.
Jacobys. Like, I know all the Jacobys.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Any of the Stevensons?
Becky Kingan. They own the
You all are going to be tagging.
Stevens, yeah. Do you know the Stevensons? The big farmers. Like,
maybe.
Yeah.
I graduated with 154 people, so it wasn't very many people.
Such a big class.
McMurray, Coach McMurray was our JV coach.
Okay.
He was in a band. I'll never forget graduating high school and then seeing him play in a band.
Was it awesome?
That's it was called cool. The O-Face.
Oh, the O-Face.
He was a drummer.
That's fantastic.
He was a drummer.
He's called O-Face the whole time.
The band was called the O. I was like, oh, my God, it's Coach McMurray.
So how many students did you went to? You taught at Center Grove.
Yeah.
So the students there, how many people are in a class there?
They drove tractors to school there.
Back in the day, yeah. They did.
People don't think
back in 1910.
There's a lot of country there. There's still a lot of country there.
I actually don't know how many are in a graduating class, but it's probably 600 plus.
Okay. Like,
where serious? I graduated back in Illinois, I was 507, and that was back in early
507 90s. In your class? You went to a big school.
That's a big school.
Well, like I graduated in 88 with 119 students in my class, and I was 117.
Hey!
I remember that shit.
Well, because I was almost the biggest loser in our class. That's how I remember.
I was 43.
43?
No idea what I was.
The only reason I graduated is because my mom was a teacher, my aunt was a teacher, and I did building trades. Outside of that, I did eighth grade math four times to graduate from
high. Yeah, yeah.
That should be another drinking game.
Robert.
Because we've talked about it. Mr. Leach said to me, what did Mr. Leach say? Do you remember?
Mr. Nickum, do you think you're going to have a calculator in your pocket all the time?
And if my phone wasn't the thing that was recording, I would show him my mortgage calculator. Because yes, yes.
Did I sound like Mr. Nickum?
You sound like Mr. Leach.
We all have it.
Dude, I love social media.
And social media is what you make it. I follow people that inspire me. When I see nasty shit on there, I just
scroll on.
And if I see people that are super negative all the time, I'll just unfollow them. Like, you can pick and choose what you want to watch and see and be exposed to.
But so let me ask you this. So how penetrating? I did too.
I knew it. House on the bread.
How penetrating are the negative comments? Because for me, the negative comments, like I could have like the best day go. I could make like $1 million today and have like 100 5-star reviews and my wife come out and tell me I'm the most amazing person. And this person I've never met before in my entire life. I've never heard from them at all. Say one thing negative on my Facebook page. And I'm like scooching down my steps like a giant loser. Does it get you?
You know, now when I see that, I'm like, thanks for helping my algorithm.
Yeah. Oh, I do say that. Thanks for helping my algorithm.
I do. I will text
that. I say it too.
But I won't lie. Like, you know, yeah, you could be on top of the world. And then just like not long ago, we were spreading my brother's wife's ashes in Florida, you know, years back. And this dude, after I closed on his house, like, I don't know, a year later, gives me a 1-star review, right? I got 208 5-star reviews right now. I have 208 5-star reviews. But this dude gives me a 1-star review and just says, not happy with Sean. And I call him immediately. I call his wife immediately. They don't answer. I text him figure out what's going on. He texts me back eventually, and I'm in Florida, right? So he saw a picture of me on Facebook and say, like, oh, this guy's having a good time. I'm going to fuck with his world. And it did. It bothered me for a long time. And he texted me back some BS of, we had to replace our water heater. The floors were outdated. The deck was rotten. I'm like, man, he had a full inspection.
Right.
And he picked the house because his friends lived there. Like, I didn't like. And you know what? I would have bought the dude a water heater.
It's a dagger, though, isn't it?
Is it
not a dagger?
Here's a water heater. So you know what I chalked it up to, though? After some other people saw it, more months.
Yeah.
Who's this dude?
Right.
Like, who's this guy? Like when they got, like, people that got to know me and all that. And I was like, he don't mean anything.
It's amazing,
though. But it did affect me for 2 days.
It does. Yeah. It's like a dagger. And you're like,
I'd have trouble sleeping. Oh,
it affected me. It affected me for 2 days. And I'm human.
Sure.
I'm human. And like, and my poor wife, you know, she's a nurse, so she's pretty numb to certain things. She's still very lovable, but like she's different than me when it comes to that.
Well, she has a different
on my shoulder.
She's gone through a different thing in life, but yeah. I'm with you. It's a dagger. It's like, hurts. Holy crap. I feel like Brian Quinlan right now.
But you got to figure out how to respond with the emotional attack.
I just don't. I don't respond at all. Or I say what you just said. Yeah. Thanks for helping my algorithm.
Posted something. I don't know if you saw it or not. It was a while back, and it went viral.
Can you please comment again? Thanks for helping my algorithm.
Well, I spelled something wrong.
Oh, that's the worst.
And
30 people go off.
A bunch of people started like, I was like, hey, appreciate my algorithm. Yeah.
Thank you.
Like, think I'm going to
be. Please comment again. Please comment again.
I got like over 300. Freaking,
you're like, oh, that video got 19,000 views and I made $14 because people were shitty. That's like the best. Yeah. No, I'm getting
people will always point out, not always, but most people point out the shit you're doing wrong.
Right. Never. No one ever says, oh, you did a great job.
Yeah, you did a great job.
It's so
absolutely. All right. He's got to go to bed.
He does. He's got a long drive. I got to walk up a spiral staircase and pour some more tequila. But I want to say thank you for coming.
I appreciate it.
Brian, thanks for the introduction.
You're welcome.
And thanks for being here. You know, I love Brian. You're the bestest.
Oh, shucks. Thanks, buddy.
Bestest.
And I want to thank you for watching today and subscribing and thumbs up
and sharing.
Sharing is big. We don't talk about that enough. But need real estate help? I'm your guy. Sean is too, but he's got enough business, so call me. Need some lending help, some refinancing help? Brad is your guy.
Just mortgage questions.
Mortgage questions. We'll go that route. All right, well. cheers to you, my friend. Good
I'm
enough.
Empty. I'm empty.
All right. And cheers to you.
It's almost empty.
Thanks for watching.
Cheers.
See you next time.
Thanks for watching.